I've been living with HIV for 20 years. When I found out I was positive, the guy I was with left me. I thought my life was over. HIV does not define me, and it doesn't define you either. I'm HIV positive, and I'm thriving. I was really nervous about telling my family because I knew they'd freak out. They'd never known anyone with HIV and really didn't know much about it. When I did tell them, my mom cried and my dad looked. He looked like nothing. He was just stone-faced. Neither of them touched me. That's what I remember most. After that, my mom bought paper plates and plastic forks for me to eat with. I knew I had a lot to learn about HIV, but I realized that we all had a lot to learn. I picked up some of those little handouts and brought them home. I did a lot of reading online too. Everything I read, I shared with my family. After a while, they started to relax. Living with HIV can make you feel alone, and I learned how empowering it can be to educate other people about the virus. After working with James and learning how an STI could affect me, I'm not willing to take that risk. Would I rather have sex without a condom? Hell yeah. I also wish I wasn't positive. But it is what it is, and sometimes you just have to man up and take responsibility for yourself and the people you're with. I only have sex with a guy if he's positive. It just makes life and sex so much easier. So a lot of men can't believe it when I pull out a condom. Yeah, I've disappointed some. Well, actually, probably a lot of men who wanted to do it raw. But the thing I learned from this program is that HIV isn't the only thing out there. I didn't even think I was gonna live this long, but I'm here because I take care of myself and I'm not gonna stop for no one. So I think I want to start my own HIV charity. Well, I think lots of things are connected when it comes to HIV. Stigma, racism, homophobia, lack of information. I want to bring them all together from a black man's point of view, especially for newly diagnosed black men. Smart goal? So I know what you're thinking, that this isn't very realistic, but it is. If I want to do it, and if I can, I do it. And look, I don't want this to be a national thing, just right here in LA. I don't need an office and I can work from home. I think so. Well, at first, outside of my job, but I hope to make this my permanent gig. No, but I'm sure if I apply for lots of things, I'll find something. No. Yeah, okay, so maybe it's not really realistic, but it's something I want to try. Just because it doesn't feel realistic doesn't mean it can't happen. Never heard of it. Yeah, I guess so. I'm going to volunteer at the Black AIDS Institute. Right. Okay, so I started, as you said, with a goal of seeing my nephews more. That seemed realistic, so next I needed to figure out my schedule. I also thought it'd be fun to take the boys to the zoo. Then we talked about me calling my sister and what I'd do if I couldn't get a hold of her. We also talked about what I'd do if none of the dates I suggested worked for the boys. Timing. She and the boys are out of town visiting our grandmother right now, so I'll call when they get back. First, I'm going to pick 3 dates for the zoo. All of them will be all within the next month. I'll do that in the next 3 days. Then I'm going to call my sister. So in 3 days, I'll call her and put out the 3 times I have in mind. If she doesn't pick up, I'll leave a voicemail and call back every other day until I get a hold of her. If none of my dates work, I'll ask her to give me some ideas over the next 2 months.